Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Oh, it's nice to have a last name.
Yeah, who's she? Jay Rodriguez.
I know. I think my headphones are weird.
I think I turned myself up a little loud, so yeah. I'm going to need to tone myself down.
I have no me in my thing, but I have a lot of music.
Oh.
A nice little guitar thing that's louder than my voice. Isn't that fascinating?
You want to sing a little song?
I think so. It's very Justin Timberlake.
Do you want to write a little something?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, while you do that, good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
This is the broken part. Well, we have technical difficulties. We are a startup. And so that's why we are not quite on our game here. But don't worry, it's morning and you are starting your day as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps you have toothpaste in your mouth. You're walking your dog around the block.
Not toothpaste in your mouth.
Yeah, you never know how people listen to the show. One guy who saw me at Summer Tramp was like, hey, tell Michaela Gordon. I said, hi, I wake up with you guys.
That's I haven't woken up with a man in so long. That's so nice. Frankly, thank you.
Frankly, neither have I. That did it. I have perfectly new good headphones. It might have just been the cable. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, good. Hi, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks. How was your day? Because we left here, it was Monday.
Yeah.
Did not feel like a Monday yesterday. I was like, great, we got Wednesday over with. Nope.
Honestly, I forgot it was Monday too, and I was like doing my day and I forgot. I will say this, you guys, when I get something in my head, it's on like I'm not missing a beat. And so Justin, our producer, and I are like trying both to lose weight and get healthy, and it's a competition now. And I'm like feeling really good about it. I worked out super hard yesterday.
I've
been eating clean.
I was not anticipating walking to the gym at 1 p.m. to find you already mid-workout, killing it like a beast. I was like, oh God, Justin's in trouble.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
I was surprised because your overall demeanor was a little bit more light. You know, you were a little light about it. Oh, I got it. And I was like, okay. But then I saw you at the actual gym for over...
Yeah, that's how you get people. You're like, oh, I guess I'll do it.
But
then secretly, you're killing it.
Hour that I was there, you were there before and after.
Well, I'd like to destroy my enemies.
All right. Well,
motivation.
Justin, how are you failing at your workout or diet? I guess both.
You know, I did rather well today.
Nice.
Yesterday, actually.
I thought you said today. I was like, it's 6 a.m.
Well, can you not? No, but you never know.
You could take this too.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you know, I had 2 Big Macs.
No, you didn't.
I sat on my couch, just relaxed, watched a movie. It was great.
Yeah, and he lost 5 pounds, so maybe you should try it.
You're not taking this competition seriously.
Oh, just wait.
He's
still going to beat you.
Secretive about it.
It's like the tortoise and the hare, you know?
Did you work out yesterday?
No, I did not.
You're not doing anything.
I don't know. What do you feel like? Are you having a harder time with the diet or the exercise? Because I think they're both equally tricky.
Neither. I feel great.
Yeah? Okay.
Here's the thing about me too, and I think this helps people. When you lose a couple pounds at first, you feel motivated going because I feel good and light.
But Brandon said you're going to hit a wall and he's going to keep going for a second because it's harder. Like girls lose a little bit and then all of a sudden it's hard.
But I'm going to keep losing body fat, which is what we're also judging on. Like it doesn't have to be pounds. It could be body percentage. And so I'm feeling good.
She's going to lose all that percentage.
I'm going to be so
not lose a pound.
Skinny.
I lost a lot of percentages, guys.
You guys, I'm percentage free, okay? That's where
I'm at. Well, with that, I guess it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, El Paso. What?
What?
El Paso. Why did I even say it like that?
I don't know. Maybe you had some salsa this morning.
Yeah, no. Oh, wait. I love El Paso salsa.
Yeah.
Okay. El Paso came together last night, 2 days after a gunman brought unspeakable horror to the Texas city. Now, people attended a handful of vigils to remember the 22 people killed when a shooter attacked shoppers at a Walmart. People like Jordan and Andre Incondo. Now, the young couple with a 2-month-old son in tow were shopping for school supplies when the shooting started. The couple couple was killed, but the baby survived because his mom shielded him from the gunfire. And there were stories of heroism, too, like the Walmart employee and customer who helped 140 people escape the violence. The gunman, who has been charged with capital murder, showed no remorse or regret when he was arrested, police say. President Trump, who addressed the nation about the shootings there and in Dayton, Ohio, will visit the city tomorrow. That announcement is being met with mixed reactions. Okay, guys, meanwhile in Ohio, a Twitter account that appears to belong to the gunman in the Dayton shooting retweeted extreme left-wing and anti-police posts, as well as tweets supporting Antifa or anti-fascist protests. The mass shooting early Sunday morning in an entertainment district in Dayton left 9 people dead. Police still haven't determined what led the gunman to kill innocent people. All right, guys, the Utah Supreme Court struck down a law stopping same-sex couples from having children through surrogacy. Now, Chief Justice Matthew Durant declared in a high court ruling that same-sex couples must be afforded all of the benefits the state has linked to marriage and freely grants to opposite-sex couples, reports Fox 13 Salt Lake City. Now, the law was challenged by a gay couple who entered into a contract with a straight couple but ran into legal issues thanks to strict language in Utah's laws governing surrogacy. A lower court judge noted Utah statute only allows surrogacy, and then when intended mother is unable to bear a child or is unable to do so without unreasonable risk to her physical or mental health or to the unborn child. Now, lower courts ruled that with two gay men, there was no intended mother. The Utah Attorney General's office actually sided with the couple in the case, arguing the law should be gender neutral in its application, but it took going to the high court to deal with the explicit mother language appearing in the law as written. Now, Durant wrote it was the interest of the state to allow all same-sex couples the same access to surrogacy services. All right, you guys, well, we want to remind you that we're officially a podcast. You can take us wherever you want to go. And if you can't listen to us live, listen to us on your own time. Just head on over to wearechannelq.com. Now, we have a great show for you. We've got Doc Halligan giving all of the tips and tricks as far as your animals go. And then later on, we have the Kaplan twins. You might know them from X on the Beach, but they will be joining us coming up next. However, what common household activity do some people see as too gay to do? It's pretty ridiculous, and we're talking about it next.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
And we're back. That was quick. Hey, how's your coffee?
It's good. I drank it all.
I didn't see at the place, at the spot.
Well, part of my diet is that I just have to drink basic coffee, no vanilla lattes, no anything, just very basic.
Yeah, the dairy.
No, I'm doing a little bit of dairy, but also I just don't want any of the added sugar.
Sugar. So the flavoring, not those. You don't normally do cream anyway. You normally do black.
Yeah, when I'm on a diet, I go black.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, cool. Well, so let's talk about recycling. Now, where do you currently stand on it, at home or just in life?
Listen, I don't even want to bring this up because it's such a big fight in my house.
Okay.
I want to be responsible. Lisa loves recycling.
Did you grow
She's
up
She's very serious.
You grew up with it? Not really.
No, girl, we were so poor. My mom didn't even know what recycling
just trash
was
trash.
No, it was like, just throw it out, okay? Just do your chores. But Lisa is very serious about recycling. Okay. She, like, is adamant that the thing goes into the right thing. Also, we have neighbors who are also adamant about recycling.
So in your house, do you have different bins for different things, or it's only outside?
No, it's only outside.
So you have
so
to now...
So she has an extra bag where we put like our water bottles, like she does that.
Sure, got it.
And then I have to navigate outside which color it goes into. But I'm going to be honest, I feel like an idiot, but I don't know how to recycle. Like, so I don't know what goes into what.
Where we live, there is a blue, a green, and a black generally.
Yeah, got it. That's what I have,
too. And the blue is...
For what?
I'm asking what you think it is for.
Oh, I have no idea.
So the blue is for, like, aluminum, like, tins for plastic bottles, things like that.
Okay, so the blue would be for water bottles.
The green is usually for, like, lawn things. So if the gardener comes by, that's where all, like, the compost... Yeah.
Wow, I bet my neighbors hate me.
Why? What are you doing?
Oh, I just throw it all away.
Just in the major black one?
Yeah, I'm like, look at the three of these. So great.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Thank you. listen, I know people are listening in their car right now that they also don't know. So let's go over it. Not everybody knows how to recycle.
Well, it depends city per city, right? So there's some cities that are far more focused and far more detail oriented. It's actually some places all over the U.S., but especially when you travel abroad. It kind of depends on where what the attitude is adopted by that town or country. That being said, there's new research that's found that one of the deterrents for people trying to be more green among men is the fear of their sexual orientation coming under question. Here's why. This is according to the Journal of Sex Roles. Now, researchers found in a 2016 study that environmental consciousness, big people being aware about being green, fell into perceived ideas of masculine and feminine, with eco-friendly behavior being perceived as feminine. So in this new study, about 960 participants were asked to evaluate whether this fictional character that was being described to them felt feminine or felt more masculine based on a couple different environmentally friendly activities, such as did they pay their bills on time, turning off the air conditioner, caulking the windows, recycling, or using reusable shopping bags. So the participants were then made to give an impression based on like a 10-point scale, like from homosexual to heterosexual. Now the participants, when they learned that a male character had exhibited behaviors associated with women that they were quote unquote unsure of that guy's, you know, heterosexual identity. That's what a lot of the researchers wrote. But an example of that would be like, let's say if they were using a reusable shopping bag or recycling, men across the board deem that behavior as feminine. Does that surprise you?
First of all, how stupid is that? That you, if you recycle, are going to have your sexuality questioned. Like, I'm just impressed when people know how to do it. I think that says a lot about people and that they care and that they are detail oriented and they want to save the world and the planet. I mean, I'm not one of those people, but I applaud the people that are like that.
It just makes you masculine.
I'm just a man.
You are now a dom top.
Oh my God, go on.
Yes, you are.
What a way to start a Tuesday. A dom top who doesn't recycle.
Well, mm-hmm.
Let's go to my Grindr profile.
I love it. Well, you know, what's fascinating about this, that Professor Janet K. Swim of the Pennsylvania State University, who sort of led the research, determined that some men might feel put off by having to behave in a more eco-friendly manner because to them, there are these stereotypes which say that heterosexual men doing things that are detail-oriented or being a somewhat of an environmentally conscious person is perceived as more feminine.
It's just so funny to me how people have things in their head like
that are
how
masculine, feminine, yeah.
Yeah, that it's like that would be a very feminine thing to do, to, you know, split up your garbage and throw it away into the right place. Like, what does that say about society? Like,
well, here's the other piece too, is I feel like there are such huge parts of this country where recycling isn't really super encouraged, so it may not pertain to them. However, when you live in a metropolis or one of those high rises, I have a lot of straight guy friends who are very ADD about where they put things in their homes. And so they become so focused and streamlined on everything being perfect. It's almost like American Psycho. Like, I have a lot of friends who are just either young businessmen, and to them, order means being calm in the house. So they do recycle, but they're like vigilant about it.
That's funny, actually, because Lisa's crazy about the way that things are put into the house as well. She's very OCD like that.
Yeah. Do you think people who, have you been in someone's home for the first time, they're like, oh, shoes? Shoes, can you take your shoes off?
Yeah. I just leave. I just keep my shoes and I go home.
Is that the line for you? Like, where is the line of, like, civility where you are just trying to respect someone's space, but you're like, okay, girls, relax?
Here's the thing. I actually don't like to go to people's houses. Like, I don't even like to go to people's homes because I just feel like I don't like people to either come to my house.
Right.
And so I just want to be really comfortable wherever I go.
Do you keep a home where anyone could pop in at any time and it's pretty tidy all the time?
Oh, God, that's a loaded question. yeah, for the most part, I do. Yeah.
Like, at any point, someone can come by and you're not terribly embarrassed.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Lisa is, like, the god of our relationship, and she makes sure that everything has a home.
Okay.
So it's very easy to just put back. You know, when things were a little disorganized.
Great, I agree.
You know what I'm saying? It's easy.
I totally agree. She makes it easy for everything we put back, including the recycling. So from now on, you're recycling.
God.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I love the first and last name. All right, well, listen, so you've heard, we've been talking about for a while. At first, it was just an idea. Then it actually got solidified and it's actually happening. These straight prides.
Yes.
Okay. Our prides are generally, you know, in protest of things that are still yet to be able to be allowed in terms of equality and a celebration of how far we have come and what we still have to fight for. And it's a nice reminder, but they're generally peaceful. There's no violence generally at prides.
No,
not certainly coming
there's
from us.
No violence.
And it's not...
Maybe violently, the glitter that violently attacked our faces and bodies, but that's about it.
And it's wildly attended by straight people who are there as allies to support the plight we still have and the things we have to overcome. Well, many of these straight prides came out as in sort of an opposition of LGBTQ causes. And now Matthew Mason, who is the son, or I guess stepson, of Modesto Straight Pride event co-organizer Melinda Mason, is condemning an event planned for Gracita Park at the end of August. Now, Mason plans to ask Modesto officials to set up an upcoming city council meeting to refuse access to the park. According to the Modesto Bee, Mason, quote, supports the right to free speech and peaceful assembly, but believes the protests could be potentially violent. He goes on to kind of describe what he thinks they believe, and I'm pretty sure this is spot on. He said, they believe Western civilization should be straight, white, and Christian. And with very specific gender binary. He went on to say, they believe this should be a culture war. It's rhetoric I've heard my whole life. He says, you can have straight pride, but you don't have to say that means LGBTQ plus community members are deviant. You can be Christians, but you don't have to dictate that people in the LGBTQ plus community are not Christians. Mm-hmm. You can celebrate Western civilization without saying West is best. So does this straight pride thing, how does this rub you, this whole straight pride vibe?
Here's the thing. If you're going to have a straight pride, then just have your stupid straight pride. Don't give the rhetoric that gays are wrong. Like, that's not a platform. That's not a place for you to have that platform.
And I don't think we do. We definitely don't do that during straight pride.
No, during gay prides, we're not saying that straight people are gross or weird or we don't like. It's honestly just a time for us to get together and celebrate and fight for what we believe in, which is why, I mean, straight pride is just such a privileged, stupid thing anyway. But if you're going to do it, I think that's what his problem is
to
too.
To the ear, when it was first coming out, I'm sure many people were probably like, well, what's the big deal? It's just straight pride. I just want to celebrate.
It's straight pride every day.
That's the issue, is that unfortunately we still have, and I know seemingly on the outset and via public opinion, it seems like we have full equality. We actually don't. We could still be
fired
from our
jobs. No, I just read a story in News on the Beat about same-sex couples not being able to have surrogacy pregnancy. I mean, like, there's so many reasons why we have gay pride, and there are so many reasons why straight pride doesn't need to exist. You will never be told you can't love the person you don't want to love. You'll never be told that you can't have the baby that you want to have. Mm-hmm. You're never going to be told that you can't afford to buy the home because you can't get a loan. You're never going to be told these things based off of your sexuality.
And at the moment, there isn't a specific subsect of straight people that are literally being picked off because they're straight. Unlike in our community, you know, Marquise Kiki Fantroy is at least the 13th trans person killed in the U.S. this year. All of them black women.
Yeah.
And that's an epidemic within our community. And so that's why we have these events like prides to keep these conversations going in a communal sense. I was, funny enough, this weekend at Summer Tramp, and we were saying, which was this downtown LA queer party, safe space for all kinds of gender expressions, but it was very interesting because it had a gay pride sensibility in that all different facets of the gay community or queer community or LGBTQ plus community were represented. And that's rare in our community.
Yeah.
But vital. And I'm really glad for this kid starting to speak out. We've reached out to try to get him on the show just to kind of pick his brain about this issue. He very much wants everyone who believes in the First Amendment, free speech, all of it. But when you realize that organizers of this specific festival have a long history of anti-LGBTQ remarks. Don Grudman went on a transphobic tirade in May, saying there's no such thing as transgender, and he called the acceptance of trans people a form of child molestation. Mm-hmm. I grew up with that when gay people, I remember being told by even family members that gay meant child molester.
Well, it also meant pedophiles.
Yes, the same thing.
But that was like the verbiage that they used a lot. They still continue to. I mean, that story also hasn't gone away. They still think that the gay men are pedophiles.
But here's fascinating. I wonder if how this resonates with you, because I know you have issues with your family much like I do. But Mason is, she's the adopted, like Melinda is the adopted mother of Matthew, and they've been estranged for like 2 years, but she says the estrangement was his choice, and she loves and adores her son. She said, I would say it's heartbreaking.
Well, yeah, duh, it's his choice. Uh-huh. Listen, it is of course his choice, because you don't accept him for who he is, and so he'd rather not be around that negativity. Like,
When you have hateful rhetoric at home, I'm speaking on personal experience of this matter, I disconnected from my family for that reason, because after the amount of years of decades of love, when that is not returned and hateful rhetoric is still returned, that's when you got to peace out.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I think that Matthew Mason is doing a great job. I'm sure it's very difficult to go against not only your family, but your city, especially being gay during a straight pride.
I'm curious what the city will say.
Yeah.
If they will, you know, hear him out and say, listen, you know, this is hiding as straight pride, but what it really is an anti-LGBTQ. Like, call it out for what it is, at least. Let's all get on the same page of what it is. We have protesters at our prides. We have people holding signs that say, God hates all bleeps. Bleeps are going to hell. I mean, you name it. We have these really aggressive signs in the middle of our pride. Granted, it's only like 5 people. But still, we are reminded that there are people who think other, you know, in a different way than we are.
All right, you guys. Well, listen, coming up next, the crime beat opens up a file of a notorious Brazilian gangster. But how he thought he was going to escape jail has everybody talking. And we'll tell you about it in just 7 minutes.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So I've been watching. I already got through all of Orange is the New Black. Have you started it?
No, I have not.
Are you even close to being up to date on this season?
No, I am not.
What season did you give up on?
Not zero season.
Oh, you never saw any of it?
No.
Wow. That might be a new... You know what was going to happen next time you get sick and you're looking for something to binge while you're ill? That'd be a good one for you.
You told me to watch Dead to Me, and then I binge watched that.
It's good.
But you know what? Here's my problem. Here's why I don't watch television shows. And people are always like, oh, you've never seen that.
She's an actor who doesn't watch TV.
No, I haven't. Because here's why.
Go.
I have a life. And then if I start, I'm going to stay inside my house with the blinds closed for 8 hours to finish everything.
I watch it at the gym. I just put up my little, while I'm doing my little reps, watching on my little phone.
Oh, no, I can do it while I was at the gym. I'm more like working out.
Do you want to listen to music or something? No.
No, I just go hard.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks.
So I love those prison shows. And one of the through lines between that one and the Australian version, which is called Wentworth, unrelated but still about prison, is there's always someone trying to get out. And in my mind, I think getting out of prison would be so impossible.
Absolutely. When El Chapo got out of prison, when he snuck out, I didn't want to applaud him. I mean, he's a murderer, but I did, because I was like, the fact that you got all those people to work for you, build you an underground railroad, honey, and got yourself out of prison.
Savvy.
You're on my team.
Well, the Rio tabloids in Brazil are now mocking Clavino da Silva's botched escape, which basically his plan was to leave his 19-year-old daughter, who had come to visit him, inside, sort of swap clothing with her, including a latex mask, a black bra, and a wig, and a skin-tight t-shirt emblazoned with 3 pink donuts. It was on Saturday. The Rio de Janeiro-based drug trafficker Clavino da Silva attempted to sneak out of the city's most notorious prison wearing that disguise and hoping to convince the guards that he, in fact, was his 19-year-old daughter heading home after visiting hours. Could you imagine? His nickname is Shorty, by the way. He requested the return of his daughter's ID card at the prison entrance. Officers saw through this low-budget disguise, because honestly, it is so low-budget.
He looks like from White Chicks.
Yes, it looks like the latex masks that they used in that. That being said, it's just really, really bizarre. And it's honestly a visual. So head on over to WeirdChannelQ.com.
Yeah, but
we have it there so you can get a look at it. It's this guy. Jeez.
First of all, this is the most... Another one. Brilliant. Who would think to get a latex mask and a wig? And then who would think to ask his daughter? And then he's like, bye, kids. See you later. You can you could do my time. I'm out of here.
Do you think that he, like... Because in Mission Possible, or a lot of other movies, you ever see them and they take off these masks and it's some... it's the girl, or it's someone, you know, and then you didn't know the whole time.
He thought that was going to be his moment, except for the fact that it wasn't. She got it wrong.
It looks like a really cheap, low grade sex doll. Doesn't it?
It does.
Her name is Kiki.
Oh, cute.
And she doesn't speak a whole lot of English. Listen, here's the thing, too. Brazil. Beautiful hair there. You can get a nice weave. You can get extension. You can get human hair wigs. This little Party City wig he tried putting on this girl. Oh my God, on his head.
I don't know if I would clock this though. If I were the prison guard, I might have been like, okay, bye.
Look at where that hairline is.
Have a good
day. It touches the top of his glasses.
Yeah, but that's how some women with lace fronts look.
That
like,
not
everybody
true.
Gets a wig right.
The hairline is touching the brows.
Okay, well, I've seen that look a few times in LA.
Okay,
so
listen.
Maybe we could have a wig tutorial
You need to go. Everyone, go to WeirdChannelQ.com. You have to see this. This is so crazy.
It's so terrible. All right, you guys. Well, coming up in our next hour, we have more for you. We'll be talking about an Ohio lawmaker who's blaming everybody except what's actually important. And then later on in the show, of course, we'll be joined by Doc Halligan, our celebrity veterinarian. And then we will have the Kaplan Chins joining us. You know them from X on the Beach, the Kaplan Twins.
I think you just said the Kaplan Chins. And I was like, first of all, if they do have matching chins, I'll be thrilled.
Double chins.
That's a great nickname for them.
Double chin twins.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The double chin twins? I feel like they would have competition for like, they're like, well, we also have double chins because we're twins too. Are they identical twins or are they fraternal?
Identical.
Do they still dress alike as adults?
Yes.
Oh, stop it.
Mm-hmm, they're so cute. They're kind of hot, actually.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
You know, I realized.
What?
It's this plug.
What?
You just got to keep turning it. It pops in and out. You didn't have that?
Oh,
that was just music and then no mic and then no mic and then music. It was a whole situation.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is your plug all right?
I think this is where our guests normally plug in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. They've been going through this the whole time in silent fear to mention
it.
Oh, Lord. Hey, so coming up this hour, there's this lawmaker who has been decided that all the mass shootings are actually the fault of drag queens.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll go into detail about what she thinks and the public outcry from her own party of what they think. Are they backing her or are they rejecting her?
Interesting.
It's kind of interesting. Anyway, do you have a hard time getting a ride share or like do you usually have you had issues with it ever in your life?
No, never.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a group within our community that cannot get a ride share to pick them up. And so we'll talk about who they are as well as rounding out the hour with the sounds that trigger Siri on iPhones to start listening to what you're saying and doing.
Now, this was interesting. You guys are going to want to stick around for that because I had no idea what triggered it and what could happen after you trigger it. Your business is out
there. I thought you just had to say, hey, Siri. I thought that was what it was.
Yeah.
Or like you had to press the button or something.
No, she likes sounds now.
Apparently she gets turned on by sounds.
Good for you, Siri. Good for you.
So what do you have going on today?
Today I have a pretty light day today.
Good for you.
A couple meetings.
Take it off, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
working out.
Nice. Speaking
working
of working
out twice, Justin. Thank you.
Oh, you do twice now?
Yeah, girl. Getting closer. I have an hour of cardio, and then I'm doing Pilates later. Actually, this is something to talk about. I don't know how the Pilates class is going to go. Haven't done Pilates in a very long time.
I think it'll be okay.
Well, I don't know, because one time, if you guys do Pilates, then you'll understand what I'm talking about. But there's like this circular thing that you have to hold in between your thighs, and it like works your inside of your thighs.
That's right.
And I remember when I was about 19 or 20, I went to one Pilates class and the Pilates instructor kept pushing my thighs together. And I was like, honestly, it's too much pressure. It's too much pressure. Like, I can't do it. And she pushed my thighs so hard that the thing flipped up and smacked her right in the face. And I was like, my tundra can do it. So
I know exactly what you're talking about, that little resistance
that
around.
Stupid resistance band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, her face went red.
I decided against Pilates for me. I hired a trainer, Brandon Mills. You know, we've had on as our sort of fitness guru yesterday. We're longtime friends, but you know, it was interesting to step into someone else's world.
Yeah.
He's really, really a great trainer in the sense I felt challenged, but I felt engaged. I never had a moment to really check out.
Yeah, he keeps it fast paced.
Fast paced, but like interesting. I didn't feel like, oh God, get me away from him vibes. Because sometimes, you know, when you start training with someone, you're like, oh God, I can't wait for this to be over.
Yeah.
I will say, lower half of my body, completely numb. Right.
Are
now.
You sore?
I'm very sore. Like,
what
honestly,
were some of the things you did? Just like squats?
We did,
I
we
saw
did
you.
Legs. So it was a lot of heavy lifting. We did, you know, we did the little, sort of the walking squats with the free weights kind of thing, you know, that kind of stuff.
I hate those.
Hated it.
Yep.
But I will say, loved it during. I'm kind of appropriately sore. I feel like I really did things.
I love that. Well,
it's a good feeling. I know, but I need a massage or something. Maybe that's what I'll do today.
Yeah, go get a massage.
Sure.
Go relax.
Yeah,
all right, then I'll just do some news.
Okay, I'll massage myself. You go do some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, Kiki Vantroy was shot to death in the early hours of July 31st, becoming the 13th black trans woman reported killed this year. Now, the actual number is likely higher, as undoubtedly some victims were misgendered by police or media, or their deaths not reported at all. Now, Miami police believe Vantroy was murdered during an argument and not targeted for her transgender identity, but her mother disagrees. Police confirm Vantroy was shot multiple times in front of an abandoned home. A group of people were nearby when it happened. Now, Comer said her daughter, who lived with her, was coming home from a party when she was murdered. Vantroy began transitioning before her teens and endured a lot of bullying, according to Comer. The young woman loved photography, music, and hoped to one day compete on RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh, that's so sad. All right, guys, moving on. Great news, as another state has moved to end state-sponsored conversion therapy of LGBTQ young people. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper issued an executive order Friday directing the state's Department of Health and Human Services to cease the use of federal and state funds for the harmful and discredited practice of trying to turn minors straight. Now, LGBTQ groups commended Cooper, a Democrat who defeated the anti-LGBTQ Republican incumbent Pat McCrory in the 2016 election, on the executive order against conversion therapy. Now, they also urged North Carolina legislature to ban the practice altogether. At present, 18 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and at least 50 cities and counties in the U.S. have banned the use of conversion therapy on minors. All right, guys. Well, another sad news. Acclaimed author Toni Morrison has died. A friend confirmed Morrison's passing to the Associated Press on Tuesday morning. The circumstances surrounding her death are unclear. Now, Morrison is best known for her novel Beloved, which won a Pulitzer Prize and the American Book Award in 1988. The American Academy of Arts and Letters honored Morrison this spring with a gold medal for lifetime achievement in fiction. She was 88 years old. All right, you guys, I want to remind you that we are a podcast. If you cannot listen to us live, don't worry about it. Just head on over to WeAreChannelQ.com so you can listen to us wherever you go. Now, you guys, coming up, an Ohio lawmaker is blaming everybody, including people in our community, but find out what people have to say about it next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, sometimes we report on stories that are absolutely ridiculous and it's laughable. And then sometimes those same stories are believed by hundreds of thousands of people. That being said, there is an Ohio lawmaker who's blaming these recent mass shootings, including the one in her own district where 9 people were shot dead, 30 miles from her district, that is. Her name is Candace Keller. She's a Republican. She's a state representative. She is running for Senate. Now, she posted on her Facebook, which is not open, it's private, but the Cincinnati Inquirer posted a screenshot of this post that where she blames mass shootings on, quote, take a breath, because this is her words, not mine. The breakdown of traditional American family. Thank you, transgender, homosexual marriage, and drag queen advocates. Fatherlessness, a subject no one discusses and believes is relevant. The ignoring of violent video games, the relaxing of laws against criminals. Open borders. The acceptance of recreational marijuana, failed school policies. Hello, parents who defend misbehaving students. Disrespect to law enforcement. Thank you, Obama. Did I forget anybody? The list is long, and the fury will continue.
Here's what makes me upset.
It's not a bad dramatic monologue if you have an audition coming up. Like, if you can retool this.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The clapbacks are real. Nina West had one. A lot of people did. I think just what's terribly sad is 9 people were shot dead.
Yes, in 30 miles from where her district is.
And they were shot dead in less than a minute. Thank God the police officers were able to already be on the scene, mm-hmm. because 9 people died in less than 1 minute. And I don't want to forget that that's really what's happening.
Right.
And I think that she wants to do the blame game and bring in like drag queens and bring in people who don't have fathers and wants to like blame Obama. And that's the thing. Like, that's the dumbest thing of it all. Like, why don't you take real responsibility and acknowledge the family members, the brothers, the sisters, the mothers, the fathers who now have to wake up and have a Christmas and a Thanksgiving and a Halloween this year without some of their family members. People want to blame LGBTQ for the dumbest things, but this like goes above and beyond. Why don't you just be responsible and acknowledge the deaths?
Well, openly gay Cincinnati City Councilman Chris Selbach, he slammed the nonsensical statement. He said Ohio State Representative Candace Keller, she represents, by the way, Midtown Ohio, says the shootings happened because of my marriage to Craig, he wrote in the social media post. And basically she's running for a state senate, so this is to kind of draw attention to herself. But on the other side, Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones, who's an outspoken Trump supporter himself, he told Keller, shame, shame, shame. So people in her own party are not co-signing on this sentiment.
Yeah, because honestly, it just doesn't make sense. Like, her arguments are not valid to the fact that 9 people are dead because mm-hmm. somebody took, what, an AK-15? How they even had that, nobody knows, and decided to shoot 9 people, including his own sister. What are you trying to say, Justin? What?
AR-15.
Yeah. Okay, got it. So I'm like, my knowledge of guns is so little, but the fact that he had magazines already lit. I mean, that's what we need to be focusing on.
These military grade assault weapons are designed to kill a lot of people very quickly, and that's what's happening. And whether you believe it's the person, not the actual instrument or device, the truth is it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
You listening right now will likely know someone in your lifetime who will be a victim of gun violence. And or you'll know someone who knows someone.
How many times have we reported that people that were in the Route 91 shooting were also at the Garlic Festival?
Yep.
Like, people have now cheated death twice.
Yeah.
Thanks to, like, these guns that are, this should never be sold.
And there are real issues. And, I hope that people in Ohio will see this for what it is, a political ploy to garner attention as she runs for the Senate. Well, we don't generally believe in cancel culture, but Candace Keller, you are officially, via The Morning Beat, canceled.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Now I'm a little nervous about the way she says my name.
Why? I thought you liked it.
I think I had to work on her accent.
What did she say? How did she say that you don't like?
A little Canadian.
Go try, give me
Rodriguez
a shot.
Was a little Canadian.
Like a little, okay, like say it.
With Jay Rodriguez. Or maybe it was like maybe I just have Australia on the brain because I did that interview yesterday.
I think you have Australia on the brain. I think she's so saying too. It okay.
All right. Hey, so I take ride shares a lot. If I'm in town, I take them a lot, especially if I know that there's going to be drinking involved. I just don't want to risk it. How often are you in like an Uber or Lyft or any of the other companies?
Well, particularly when I lived in Vegas, every day, going from Cosmo to my house. But now, not so much. I pretty much walk everywhere.
Yeah, you're really centrally located where you live. Well, apparently, drag queens are having a hard time getting a Lyft. So Lyft itself is rolling out new policies intended to combat discrimination in its ride-sharing services as a result of complaints brought forward by San Francisco drag queens. Kevin Seaman, whose stage persona is LOL McPherson, was attempted to call a car after performance at The Stud, which is a famed nightclub in the Bay Area of San Francisco, in June. And that was about two Junes ago. And Seaman was dressed in full drag with big hair and makeup on. When the driver pulled up, he pretended that he was not there to pick up the bearded queen who stood before him. Instead, someone else got in the car, and the driver canceled Seaman's ride. Now, leaving Seaman at the corner at 3 in the morning, stranded. So, Seaman is also a member of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a longtime troupe of drag nuns devoted to community service, ministry, and outreach in the LGBTQ plus community. So after Seaman contacted law firm, 30 other queens came forward to report similar experiences. Now, whether it was homophobic slurs or being kicked out of Lyft vehicles, apparently there's a problem, including celebrity drag queens from Drag Race Aja and Pandora Box, who've been refused service or booted from their Lyft rides. Now, while Lyft did apologize for these incidents, many found the response not super up to par. Even apparently, the San Francisco Weekly is reporting that the performer received a $10 coupon with, quote, a promise not to be paired with that driver in the future. But that was it. One other thing before we open this up is I think even Mayhem Miller had a situation in July of 2018, the driver in Minneapolis insisted that he'd gotten in the wrong that she'd gotten in the wrong car after a promoter ordered the car for Mayhem. Miller was forced to grab her belongings and get out of the car.
You know what's interesting? I'm actually really surprised by this news. It's not even anything I've ever thought about, but totally makes sense. I've had an interesting time with Lyft drivers, only in the sense that I've never been kicked out for how I look or discriminated in that sense. But I will have them call me and they'll say, "Where are you going?" And I'll say, "Well, just look at it on the where I said," and then they'll cancel it. So there have been times where they didn't like maybe I wasn't going far enough, maybe I was going too far.
It's from your house to the Abbey.
They're like, "We're not."
They're like, "We're not doing a block and a half."
Please. But they have canceled me just simply based off of where I'm going. They didn't like that.
Yeah.
Also, I've been one time I saw this Lyft driver and I was like laughing. I was having a really good time and I wasn't drunk. I actually just gotten done with my show and he would not let me get into the Lyft. I don't know if he thought I was just like drunk
what
happened.
He just locked the doors and drove away?
He was like, "No," and then just drove away.
And
I
canceled
your
ride? Or?
Yeah, I was with my bass player and just canceled the ride. But to be discriminated against drag queens is new to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Lyft is a corporate company, right? And so the drivers, though, are independent contractors, I believe. And so their personal beliefs don't have to always align with the company's motto. So you find yourself dealing with situations where they may have signed a contract that says, as drivers, they can't discriminate. But with no cameras present and things, I'm sure they could just find colorful language to get out of these instances. The issue really has become, now we have so many people that have a level of notoriety and fame attached to them that when a club promoter, which happens a lot, I did a lot of prides, when they send a car service for you, it's usually in the promoter's name and likeness. And they'll be like, "Are you here? Are you John?" I'm like, "No, I'm Jay, but John sent the car for me."
Oh, right.
Didn't you put in the show the text message?
Right.
Yeah. It's a whole weird thing. So, I personally believe that, you know, when it comes to sensitivity training in any kind of space like this, these people need to be better aware of who might be getting in their car. And if it's not the right job for you, then maybe find a job where you can just pick up those you want to pick up.
Yeah, well, I just think, I mean, unless you're like terrified of glitter or hairspray or something coming off of the costume.
But even
I mean,
then, I'll give you some duct tape.
Them.
It lets it right out.
I know. It actually does.
Remember
when you got it off my face?
Yeah, duct tape.
That helped me a lot.
By the way, dear listener, if you want to get glitter off you, just use tape.
Yeah, it works really well.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't think that anybody should discriminate against anybody, but Lyft, I do hope that you're paying attention. I know it's your personal car, but like Jay said,
I would have been I've been so furious. If literally all that happened to you, you're sitting there with all your bags.
In heels, you're exhausted.
And they offer you $10 and say, we'll never pair you with that driver. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd be livid.
You would, honestly.
I would be. I often do look like a drag queen when I'm getting into an Uber.
You would shove that pink mustache so far up their bumper.
Say it again.
All right, we gotta go.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
Welcome back to the new Channel Q. I gotta say, Doc Halligan is absolutely one of my favorite veterinarians. She's gonna be joining us next hour to talk about pet grooming. A lot of you have many questions, whether you have long hair cats or dogs, or just I'm wondering what the routine should be for a pet who has who needs to be groomed. How often do you bathe the dog? Long hair, short hair? And also, how do you manage pet hair? So we'll be discussing that at the top of the next hour, because we know the fur babies are very important to all of us. And then also, I do want to bring up that we are going to cover our pop culture news the end of the next hour. So all those headlines you think you might have missed, don't worry, Michaela's got your back. But before we get there, you know, Siri is the tool that a lot of people don't really use on their iPhone, to be honest. Do you use Siri?
Never. And you know what?
I rarely do.
But you know why? It's only because I forget. Like, I actually just forget that that's an option. I could say, hey, Siri, where is the whatever? Hey,
or
Siri,
anything,
can you?
Yeah.
And I just never do.
Yeah, I think somewhere along the line, everyone assumed that it would have taken off in a different way. It's rare I've actually seen people summon Siri to do something for them.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people use her religiously, but not as much. But I guess Apple contractors regularly hear confidential medical information, drug deals, and recordings of couples having sex as part of their job, providing quality control or, quote, grading the company's Siri's assistant. Now, this is because Siri can actually be activated when it mistakenly hears what they call a wake word. So the phrase like, hey, Siri. Those mistakes can be understandable, but the sound of a zipper, like a zip, they hear that as a Siri hears that and she becomes activated.
First of all, that is the most trouble you could ever get into, because if you're not like using the restroom, you could be having sex. How is the zip? Okay, do it right now. Put your zip. You have a zipper hoodie on.
Yeah.
Can you do? Try. Let me see.
Okay, hold on.
If it triggers Siri.
Okay. Well, everyone put your Siri's next to the radio. Let's see. Hold on. Okay. And I just want to make sure this is a... Maybe it's a denim... Because this is going to be... Oh. Well, I don't know. Siri didn't do anything. Did your Siri do anything?
No, I don't have
a
zipper on.
That was a fake zipper, too.
Okay, do a real one.
Maybe she knows. Maybe she created that sound effect. Here's her one. Nope. She's not turning on.
No, she's not.
No.
I wonder when it works. Because
maybe
have you experienced it before?
Kind of zipper. I've never experienced this.
That's interesting. This whole article is trash now because honestly, did it.
We're basically Mythbusters right here on the Morning Beat.
Honestly, that's who we are. And guess what? The zipper in Siri is a myth because it didn't work. She didn't say anything.
She didn't do anything. Well, that was the beans I had last night. All right, so listen, top of the next hour, I swear we'll have more stories that are far more interesting than this zipper trend, which did not work.
No, listen, bye. The story is trashed, canned. Don't worry about it. Your secrets are safe with Siri.
Are you secretly canceling Siri?
Yes. You know what? She's trash too. Oh my God. Just throw her out. Throw the phone out. Throw iPhones out. Throw the Apple Watch out.
But still unzip yourself regularly.
Yeah, please do.
Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
I just want to let you know.
They said radio would be fun, they said. They said you're killing it. You're on this Morning Beat, Michaela Gordon. But they also told you it was a startup.
I'm going to let you know that I am currently holding the microphone with my hand.
My microphone is like twice as low as yours is.
Yeah.
You sound like you're screaming and I can barely hear myself.
Well, I am screaming.
But first of all, I'm obsessed with you just like holding the microphone in this regard. I think it's tasteful.
Thank you.
I think it's a nice nod like the early eras of microphones. I think you look like you went to broadcast school for this.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're going to actually go ahead and put this on the Instagram story so you can see that this is what my life looks like right now.
Do you want to do like the national anthem? What does this posturing really bring out in you? as an artist.
It does remind me of the national anthem, which I sing in all of the most inappropriate places mm-hmm. to remind everybody to put your hand over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
This feels more like a Santa baby.
It's a little Santa baby.
It's very Santa baby.
Mm-hmm. Also, never realized how the size of that microphone.
Big.
It's bigger than you would think. Isn't
it is bigger than you think.
Like most microphones are kind of bulbous at the end, and then they're kind of get more of a triangular shape in the base. This is just consistent. The girth of this microphone is quite impressive.
I haven't held anything like this in a very long time.
Yeah, it's kind of like a backyard zucchini.
Yes. Yeah, maybe good. Cucumber.
Yeah, good for this microphone.
Yeah.
Well, Michaela, you know, I know that it's a challenge to hold a mic and read, but we're going to see if you can do it, and we're going to time
well,
you.
Well, listen, I'm not, if I get judged, I don't care, because I'm multitasking.
I will also fix your mic during the break, because I'm used to that one.
Thank you so much.
But it's kind of fun and refreshing. Doesn't it feel like the first days of Out Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it brings you back, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nostalgia at its finest.
That's right. Yeah.
Having a good time.
Well, you know, this is our inside news, but the news that people really care about is the news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, Kiki Fantroy was shot to death in the early... The mic is heavy. My hands are tired.
It's good. No, but you're working out and you're trying to lose that body
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, no, my forearms are exhausted. Okay, let's do the news. Not okay. for real, okay? I'm just going to do it in exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Kiki Fantroy was shot to death in the early hours of July 31st, becoming the 13th black trans woman reported that was killed this year. Now, the actual number is likely higher, as undoubtedly some victims were misgendered by police or media, or their deaths not reported at all. Now, Miami police believe Fantroy was murdered during an argument and not targeted for her transgender identity. Her mother disagrees. Now, police confirm Fantroy was shot multiple times in front of an abandoned home, and a group of people were nearby when it happened. Comer said her daughter, who lived with her, was coming home from a party when she was murdered. And Fantroy began transitioning before her teens and endured a lot of bullying, according to Comer. The young woman loved photography, music, and hoped to one day compete on RuPaul's Drag Race. All right, you guys, acclaimed author Toni Morrison has died. A friend confirmed Morrison's passing to the Associated Press on Tuesday morning. Now, the circumstances...
I got it.
Poppy was desperately trying to help me and save my life. And it was like, literally, this was the news. Toni Morrison is back in 2011. Now, a friend confirmed Morrison's passing to the Associated Press on Tuesday morning. The circumstances surrounding her death are unclear. Now, Morrison is best known for her novel Beloved, which won a Pulitzer Prize and the American Book Award in 1988. The American Academy of Arts and Letters honored Morrison this spring with a gold medal for lifetime achievement in fiction. She was 88 years old. All right, you guys, 14 teens and young adults have been hospitalized in Wisconsin and Illinois for breathing problems potentially linked to vaping, health officials in both states announced Friday. Now, in Wisconsin, severe lung disease has sent 11 people to the hospital, according to the state's Department of Health Services. That's three or more than the eight cases that the state reported in late July. And in Illinois, three young people have been hospitalized for severe breathing problems after vaping, the State Department of Public Health announced Friday. I will say this also, just speaking on my own. I vaped last year, and I had to go to the vocal doctor who Poppy told me to go to, and she was like, "You're the biggest idiot. You better stop immediately." And I have never vaped again. It's awful. It's so dangerous.
You went back for a checkup, right?
I went yesterday.
And?
Healthy as a horse. My lungs are great. My vocal cords are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank God I quit vaping. It's so dangerous,
who
you guys.
Who knew it would be so dangerous? Remember, it was offered up as a healthier alternative.
Yeah, when people really love the Juul. Uh-huh. And it's convenient, and you can take it everywhere and pretty much smoke it everywhere. But you have to think, like...
It's a chemical that you're inhaling still.
It is, and you're smoking, like, a pack or two a day with a Juul.
Because it's not a cigarette. You're not mindful of how many you're doing.
Exactly, yeah. Well, listen, as in Wisconsin, the Illinois cases included coughing, shortness of breath, fatigue, and sometimes chest pain that worsened over time. The cases are also occurred in people with no known lung problems or previously diagnosed pulmonary issues. So you guys, if you're vaping, rethink it. It's not worth it. Just go get a regular pack of cigarettes like a normal person. Just kidding.
Don't
I'm kidding. Don't smoke. It's not good for you. All right, you guys. Well, coming up, Doc Halligan will be joining us talking about grooming and taking care of your pet. In the meantime, I'm going to fix this microphone. I have to go.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
That's right. It's the new Channel Q here, The Morning Beat. And we recognize that not everyone has offspring that are human. Sometimes it's a little furry love when you have at home, and while you do your best, you often have questions about how to properly care for your cat or your dog. And so we bring in an expert for you. Doc Halligan has been seen on television for years. That did a great series with her on Animal Planet. Go Groomer has it. But she's also the go-to person for Cats 101 and Dogs 101. And more information about Doc Halligan can be found on DocHalligan.com. So welcome back to The Morning Beat, Doc Karen Halligan.
Hi, Jay.
Good morning.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, I'm Michaela.
So let's dive right in. Leah from Cambridge, Massachusetts, listening on 103.3 HD2, asks, "Hey, Doc, we have a very long-haired older cat who sheds all over the house. What is the best way to keep her hair under control? Brushing, bathing, or maybe taking her to a groomer?"
Great question. You have to brush your cat as often as you can, because cats groom themselves about 60% of the day, and so... Mm-hmm. That hair not only goes all over your apartment, furniture, whatever, also goes inside them, and they can get a life-threatening hairball obstruction from too much hair. So you have to, you know, people brush dogs, right?
Yeah.
Right, and they don't think to brush the cats, but cats need to be brushed. They love it. You can make it be a bonding thing. And if your cat's a little reluctant at first, you have to kind of start slow to get them used to it. But brushing at least every other day will help that fur not be in them or on your apartment. And it'll be good for them.
Yeah, no one wants fur in them. So also with Jason in Century City, California, listening on 97.1 HD2 asks, "I have two dogs, a four-year-old Chihuahua and a two-year-old Yorkshire Terrier." It's a lot of dogs. Oh, no, just two dogs. There's one of each. He's got a four-year-old Chihuahua and 1 2-year-old Yorkie. He said, "Should I take the Chihuahua to be groomed as often as the Yorkie? We trim her hair here and there, but we don't want to waste money if it's not totally necessary."
Well, I mean, a Chihuahua has really short hair. So grooming-wise, it's probably not necessary to have to take them to get groomed. Now, the Yorkies, they have that long, luxurious coat that needs to be groomed because it'll tangle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you wouldn't have to waste the money on that. But again, that Chihuahua needs to be brushed, too, because pulling out the dead hair. And it's also a bonding thing, brushing your dogs or cats.
I agree, yeah. So the final question is from Jed in Palm Springs, listening on 103.1 FM. He asks, "Can I use human shampoo or soap when I'm cleaning my dogs? Should they use conditioner as well?" And I know this is a popular question. I have friends who actually bathe with their dogs, or they let the dog come in the shower in the morning. What is the recommendation when it comes to human products on animals?
You really shouldn't use human products on animals. Their pH is different on their skin, and so no, you want to use products that are made for dogs or cats. And there are detanglers and grooming sprays that are made for dogs, so it's okay to bathe them at the same time, but just use their own shampoo.
I totally get it. Thank you so much, Doc Halligan. We
thank
love you
Doc
so
Halligan.
Much.
Thank you, Doc Halligan.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
We'll
I
talk
love
to you next week.
Every week.
We love you.
And if you have any questions, head on over to DocHalligan.com. You can find out more information about Doc Halligan. I'm sorry Michaela was so quiet. She was busy grooming herself.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
You know when you're kidding around with someone and you're just going back and you're exchanging jabs and then someone hits you below the belt?
My life. Literally, that's how all my fights start. I think it's so funny that I take it too far and then I end up being really offensive.
Who is the person who gets it the most from you?
Chester.
Poor Chester.
But Chester gives it back to me. My best friend and I live to insult each other. Mm-hmm. It's we wake up in the morning, and from the minute we open our eyes to the minute we close, we insult each other. We say the meanest things to each other. Mm-hmm. We get more and more clever with it. We love each other.
Well, this story is about sports ball, specifically baseball. The Marlins are a baseball team, and the Rays, I'm told, are also a baseball team. These two groups of fellas got into a bit of a Twitter spat over, you know, their wins. They basically, I guess, the Rays had beat the Marlins three times, and so they were the ones with the bragging rights and all the thing. And basically, the Miami Marlins...
I love that you're talking about baseball right now, too, because you're doing a really good job. I mean, we don't even know the sport, but you're killing it.
I know. I just also feel like if I hadn't known, I would have worn a jock strap today.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Who says you don't have one on already?
Well, that's true. The Miami Marlins, their final tweet to the Rays was, "You're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin. Log off." So Marlins released a statement after that, because the world obviously lost their minds. They said, "This was a regrettable exchange by our otherwise creative social media team. Unfortunately, in this medium, sometimes we swing and miss. This was definitely a miss."
It went a little far.
They swung.
They...
And they missed.
They missed. You know what? Sometimes you get it wrong.
Yeah.
Huh?
Because it's one, two, three strikes, you're out in the old ball game. Nope.
That sounded beautiful.
All right. Well, listen.
I think it's funny, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the thing is. I don't know. I always think about the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if your kids necessarily want to be reminded about how daddy died.
Do you think that the social media person got fired?
It's a hard one because although insensitive, there's comedic merit to it. It's just really insensitive.
Yeah.
So it's like, where do you draw the line? Because it's like, literally, that's factual. You know, the Ray was the thing that killed Steve Irwin.
They said, "You're literally the thing that killed Steve Irwin.
You're the animal
log off."
God, I don't know. You're the animal. I mean, it's insensitive to the point of whatever. I mean, it's factual, but there's like time and place. It's almost like had they said it in the locker room to each other and no one else had to see or hear it.
Yeah.
You know, they would have had a little chuckle and be like, "Ah, oh, too soon," or whatever, and it would have gone away. But Twitter, you know, everybody was like tagging Bindi and her brother, and you know what I mean? Like the kids probably had to see it. I don't know. I mean, listen, this sounds like an innocent mistake of someone trying to be comedically clever without thinking of the repercussions, which is usually how it goes down in these situations.
Well, honestly, I do think it's really clever. And if we're not going to be PC, I actually think it's hysterical and just so stupid. I mean, it's really stupid.
Because they didn't have anything to do with Steve. It's just the animal that represents their team.
They're just stupid. But I guess it does beg the question, have you ever stuck your foot in social media? I'll tell you this. I've done it on social media, but I've also done it doing stand up. I've said a joke
down
before that didn't.
You take it down, right? You don't let it sit.
No. If I know it's bad, I take it down immediately. But sometimes you can't go back. Sometimes once it's
Sorry
been
out
said,
there.
It's just it's said. Mm-hmm. Have you?
I mean, I guess there was that time I posted about Jussie Smollett being innocent. Because that's kind of sticking your foot in your mouth, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, that would, you, mm-hmm.
It was the time I had a really big crush on him.
No, you were adamant that he was innocent. You went and stood on Santa Monica Boulevard.
In the rain.
Fighting for his rights.
I did, protested. I did the full march. Justice for Jussie, justice for all. On repeat.
That's what you said?
Loudly in the rain. I did. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's probably looking for, you know, a leg up or a bright side.
Well,
maybe
you
he's
know,
willing to date, you know.
Unfortunately, the legislation, they are trying to prosecute him. Things have moved forward slowly.
Have they really?
Yeah.
They did move forward.
We were literally at a restaurant the other day and it came up on the news and I was like, whoopsie.
Okay, well, in that case, I'm going to DM Jussie Smollett and see if he's available.
To what, guest host for you?
No, to be your boyfriend.
I think he's taken.
No.
Although, I don't know. A lot of relationships don't survive, you know, tragedy.
Prison?
Well, swimming in the ocean with killer fish can not be fun either. Well, the Marlins and the Rays learned a powerful lesson about our words online, that they matter and they could hurt people.
Yeah. All right. Well, coming up, we've got some better news.
What is the better news?
Queen Latifah may be looking to capture some poor, unfortunate souls and a whole lot more in the entertainment world when we tell you what's popping. Coming up next.
Popular culture is one of the things we like to share here on the show, but sometimes we miss topics, and so every day right around this time, we decide to lean into those stories, and those stories exclusively with our very nosy commentator, Michaela Gordon. She's got her ear to every single door in Hollywood, and she knows what's going on. So, Michaela, what's popping?
All right, you guys. Well, if you don't already feel old, listen to this story. Angelina Jolie's first son, Maddox Jolie Pitt, who we were introduced to before she ever started dating Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. He is now going to sign up for the university in Seoul, South Korea, because he is going to college.
Oh my God, I feel old.
I feel so old. I can't believe it. I feel like it was just yesterday. Yep, he's so excited. He's going to be going to South Korea, and he will be studying biochemistry. And Angelina Jolie, of course, said she is very, very proud. So congratulations to Maddox. Everyone is old. Get over it. Okay, you guys, this is really exciting news. Everyone's been wondering who's going to play Ursula in the live action film remake. Well, we don't have that answer yet, but what we do have is the information for the Little Mermaid live stage show, which is due to take place at 8 p.m. on November 5th, 2019, and it'll be Queen Latifah playing Ursula.
So it's like for the TV, like they did Sound of Music, they did Rent last year, but this time Little Mermaid.
And it'll be live on its stage.
That's fantastic that there's actually a TV and a movie version within probably 2 years of each other. Fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And I think that Queen Latifah was never somebody I thought about to play Ursula, but I'm excited that she'll be playing, and that's so great. Okay, you guys, well, a friend of the show, Nico Tortorella, has just booked a big show. He will be playing Felix.
They will be playing.
I'm so sorry.
No,
you're
okay.
Right.
Yeah,
totally
yeah,
my
yeah,
bad,
yeah.
You guys. I'm sorry. They do identify as non-binary,
yeah,
with the pronouns they and them.
But
thank you very much.
But presents very male, so like super confusing sometimes for folks who don't know, and even for us that we do know, because they present so male, you're like, oh, I'm going to use a male pronoun. Whoopsie. Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you for helping me.
But this is the third?
Yeah, they tapped a lead role in the upcoming third series in the Walking Dead franchise on AMC.
Did you watch The Walking Dead?
You know,
people
were obsessed with it. People were so obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm not a big zombie girl.
I will, you know, you'd be good in it.
Well, then I might watch it. Are they skinny? Nico's character Felix is described as an honorable man of his word who isn't afraid to fight for others' safety and acceptance. Now, the untitled third series will focus on the first generation to come of age in the apocalypse as we know it. And this will not interfere with his show, with their show on Younger, with his character on Younger.
Because they shoot at different times of year?
Yeah. Two shows.
Money.
How incredible is that? All right, you guys. So speaking
rich
of shows and rich people, Casey Musgraves, who is a friend to our LGBTQ community, has had a lot to say about the gun problem, and we have a little audio. Let's take a listen.
The shit that's happening in the last 24 hours, much less everything that's happened in the last 215 days in America. So, I don't know what the answer is, but obviously something has to be done. Maybe somebody will hear us if we all yell together and say, somebody do something. Ready? Here we go.
Well, we always appreciate Casey Musgraves, everything that she stands for. And listen, any attention is good attention. We just need, you know, to obviously be able to get this gun control taken care of. Speaking of, Khalid, who we love, has also decided that he's going to do a benefit concert for the survivors in El Paso. So we will keep you updated on when that concert will be. But that's some of the stories of what's popping. Now, coming up in the next hour, I'm very excited because I like the show X on the Beach, but particularly these two girls, the Kaplan twins. They were artists before they were ever on this show, but we're going to talk about their experience and what it's like dating as twins. Stick around with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
So we have the Kaplan twins on in just a little bit, and they're what?
The microphone broke again.
You have to keep twisting it into place. These are the perils of having the bird's eye view of the room.
Well, I'm not an engineer. I'm just a singer.
Nope. We've already established you're a butch, masculine lesbian because you don't recycle. Remember those earlier article?
I forgot I'm butch.
Now the universe is testing you to prove that.
They're asking me to be butch, and I just don't know how.
Honestly, you're kind of killing it, though. I'm really proud of you.
Are you impressed? Yeah. Even with these long acrylic nails?
Yeah. Okay, let's see if she gets it done. All right, so I want to tell you a little bit about the Kaplan twins because after we get to news, they're going to be joining us. They honestly became, I think, social media stars because of their great artwork and their messaging through
yes.
that. They're identical twins. Yeah, you're just going to
forget
hold it.
Honestly, forget it.
I'll do it for you in a minute. But they're going to be joining us. Interestingly enough, not only are they visual artists, they became social media famous, but then now they're on a dating show called X on the Beach on MTV, but they're identical twins. So how does that work?
Honestly, I don't know. I will say this. I have cousins who are identical twins. And when they first started date, when my cousin started dating his now wife, I remember him being like a little insecure. When his brother and now wife would like hang out because he was like, is she gonna like him?
Like, oh, interesting.
They look exactly like.
I also wonder if they have any kind of psychic connections, meaning
yes.
if they're not together and someone's going through something, do you feel it or yeah. is that a myth?
I bet you do. I mean, you're completely connected. You shared a womb for 9 months.
Would you? But I have a lot of friends, a lot of my twin friends who are adults live together.
Listen, I know sisters who are not identical twins, came out maybe 2 years apart, and they're best friends, and they have to be together all the time, too. I think it's just like a kinship. Also, he's, oh my God, you're so butch.
Yeah.
Come on, daddy. Yes, butch,
yes,
daddy.
There you go.
Screw it in.
You got it.
You did it.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
You fixed that so fast.
You're welcome. I'm used to it. Every single, I deal with every morning, but I'm curious about that. And every set of twins, I'm sure, is different, has their own different rules. But now that the limelight is on them, I wonder how that's amplified their career and has it impacted their work? Because they began with, I'm sure, a very specific vision. And I'm sure as artists, we're artists here, you know, we're storytellers, actors, musicians, you name it. Things change as you kind of grow and experience new things, and so I'd be very curious to kind of delve into all they've encountered
right.
with this, not just online fame, but actually now television, you know, and Netflix is a global brand, and MTV is quite popular all over the world, so we'll see, we'll get
yeah.
with them. But before we get to the ladies, it's time for some news on the beat. So Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, well, the Utah Supreme Court struck down a law stopping same-sex couples from having children through surrogacy. Now, Chief Justice Matthew Durant declared in a high court ruling that same-sex couples must be afforded all of the benefits the state has linked to marriage and freely grants to opposite-sex couples, reports Fox 13 Salt Lake City. Now, the law was challenged by a gay couple who entered into a gestational contract with a straight couple, but ran into legal issues thanks to strict language in Utah's laws governing surrogacy. A lower court judge noted Utah statute only allows surrogacy when an intended mother is unable to bear a child or is unstable to do so without unreasonable risk to her physical or mental health or to the unborn child. Now, lower courts ruled that with two gay men, there was no intended mother. The Utah Attorney's General Office actually sided with the couple in the case, arguing the law should be gender neutral in its application, but it took going to the high court to deal with the explicit mother language appearing in the law as written. Durant wrote, "It was in the interest of the state to allow all same-sex couples the same access to surrogacy services." All right, you guys, well, it's been a year since a reboot of The L Word was first announced, but back in January, details about the new show began to emerge. Now the Showtime series entitled The L Word Generation Q will premiere on December 8th. The reboot kicks off with an 8-episode season that features original cast members Jennifer Beals, Lisha Haley, and Catherine Monig, who are also executive producers, along with several new characters that reflect the diversity of the LGBTQ community. Soon after it was confirmed in January that the show was moving forward, original cast member Sarah Shahi, who played the beloved Carmen, said she would be joining the reboot. Other original L Word characters, including Tina, played by Laura Holloman, Dana, Aaron Daniels, and Jenny Mia Kirshner, may also return for the reboot, although there's no indication yet of how the writers will handle reincorporating Dana and Jenny, who were killed off in the original series. Oh, God, I can't wait. Okay, Kiki Vanteroy was shot to death in the early hours of July 31st, becoming the 13th black trans woman reportedly killed this year. Now, the actual number is likely higher, as undoubtedly some victims were misgendered by police or media, or their deaths not reported at all. Now, Miami police believe Vanteroy was murdered during an argument and not targeted for her transgender identity, but her mother disagrees. Police confirm Vanteroy was shot multiple times in front of an abandoned home. A group of people were nearby when it happened, and Comer said her daughter, who lived with her, was coming home from a party when she was murdered. Now, Vanteroy began transitioning before her teens and endured a lot of bullying. According to Comer, the young women loved photography, music, and hoped to one day compete on RuPaul's Drag Race. All right, you guys, well, we want to remind you that we are officially a podcast. So if you don't get to listen to us live, don't worry about it. You can listen to us on your own time. Just head on over to wearechannelq.com and download our podcast. All right, you guys, coming up, we love shows like X on the Beach, but what's it like dating when you're twins and you're famous? We'll be joined by the Kaplan twins coming up next.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
Welcome back to The Morning Beat. We're so thrilled to have the Kaplan twins in studio with us. That's Allie and Lexi Kaplan. If those names sound familiar, you may know their work from their online presence, which is massive, but these are actual true blue artists. Not just social media stars. You may recognize their names from Netflix's InstaFamous or right now MTV's in season 3 of X on the Beach. So welcome to the Morning Beat, Allie and Lexi.
Thank you for having us.
I have to tell you, I've been a fan of yours for a couple years at least. And I was at the hair salon a couple weeks ago and you guys were getting your hair done.
Oh, nice.
And I was too, and I was like, I love them. I forgot I love them.
I'm so happy
that it worked perfectly that you could come in. But before we talk about X on the Beach, I kind of want to talk about your art pieces, because they're a little controversial, very sexual. I'm obsessed with them. But what made you guys get into art to begin with, and kind of what's your influence with your pieces?
I mean, we've always loved art. It's something that we've been doing, you know, since we were babies growing up.
We went to school for art. I think for us, we were so interested. And I think this is why we moved to LA, because we're from New York. We went to school at NYU, but we moved to LA because we wanted to do art kind of mixed with entertainment.
More than just the art, you know. For us, it's always been about how we can merge, you know, the personality behind the art that we make, and also like the work that we're doing. I don't think it would be possible to do in New York, just because it's so,
the commentary is so LA
pop culture.
Hollywood,
but
celebrity.
Did you ever, I mean, growing up, I mean, Michaela's a singer, I'm an actor, a singer, we do all these things. Did you ever think that you'd be able to make a living this way? Because on the East Coast, I was told, well, yeah, but what else are you going to do?
Yeah, no.
Did you ever get that growing up?
All the time.
What are you doing going to school for art? What are you going to do with an art career?
Yeah.
I mean, there's that whole stigma, struggling artist, you know, and it is a hustle, but... Yeah. It's what we love.
Oh, it's definitely a hustle.
Well, yeah. I mean, your work has been featured in Vanity Fair, Flaunt Magazine, W Magazine, Teen Vogue, you name it, InStyle, Playboy, Elle, China, among many others. But then Netflix found you ladies and put you on their show, InstaFamous. What was that like? Because Netflix is a global, like, huge brand, and now you have fans from all over the world admiring your work.
Yeah, that was a crazy experience for us. I mean, it was one of those things that just happened. We shot with Complex and they did a segment on us, and then the next thing we knew, it was on Netflix.
So we were literally on our Instagram and we're getting all these DMs from fans like, oh my God, love you guys on Netflix. Your Netflix show is so cool. I'm like, I'm on Netflix?
Oh my God,
Netflix. And so we look at it and we're like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's so great. After Netflix, now people know you because you're on X on the Beach, and I want to talk about the experience, but I think the biggest question
how did dating go growing up? How is dating like now?
How
and what was dating like on the show?
Twins, yeah. If you like the same guy.
It's always so weird for us. I think the best dating is when we're both single, because then we're nice to each other.
There's like no partying
There's
together.
There's no competition between like the weird dynamics, because then when one of us has a boyfriend, then it's this three-person dynamic, and then when there's four in the mix, then we
then
all
have
like,
to get along.
Yeah, it's
how do
crazy.
You navigate, like, if there is a guy, and because we were talking about twins have such a special bond,
mm-hmm.
can he even crack the bond to get closer, or is it always my sister comes first, bro?
I mean, Allie is always my number one. She knows
always.
That.
Always.
Yeah.
I mean, we fight a lot, definitely. Like, there's always a weird dynamic when anyone else is involved. But at the end of the day, like, this is my sister. She's she's my number one. Yeah. Any guy has to know that.
And if they don't know it, then bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you guys have love currently? Are you girls single? Like, what's up?
I mean, you're going to have to watch this.
That was the answer, honey.
Well, you just moved to West Hollywood. That's where we live. And obviously, you're going to have you already have a massive gay following. And our community loves you.
I know. The gays love you.
Yeah.
We love the gays.
So we'll take you out for drinks. But I know you have this great new Snapchat series. So tell people about Artsy Fartsy.
It's super fun. It's kind of, you know, we never really take ourselves too seriously. I think that's part of it. That's part of the art, the fun that we have. So they're like very short, digestible, quick, two-minute
episodes.
Yeah.
And it's basically like, you know, us in the studio and we're doing fun painting challenges. It's not a super serious, like Bob Ross, this is how to paint.
Yeah.
You know? But definitely Bob Ross.
I love the reference. Yeah.
Playing on that, having fun with each other. The most recent one, we were asking each other questions, and if we got it right or wrong, we'd have to eat some, you know,
really gross food.
We do that.
We do it here. We did Buggables. You guys should bring Buggables on your show.
It's edible bugs.
Edible bugs.
Yeah.
But if we get it wrong, we did it.
We have to eat it.
Well, I can't wait to have everybody tune into Artsy Fartsy, but more importantly, tonight, Tuesdays, it's X on the Beach on MTV, 8/7 Central.
You know what I'm curious too? Final question is, do you ever have people commission you for work? Like, they're like, hey, we'd love your painting, but this image.
Yeah, of course.
A lot. Okay.
And, you know, we do like that, you know, sad on your face thing.
Yeah.
So you could send in your face and then we sit on the canvas.
That's
what's your
hilarious.
Most favorite piece maybe you've created thus far? Do you have one?
Oh my God.
Or like
so
a fan
many.
Favorite? I mean, they're so,
so many.
Good.
We did one that was of Wonder Bread and it said, millennials are like gluten. Nobody knows what they are, but people love to hate them.
Yes!
So we love to make fun of, you know, millennials, and we're millennials. What is a millennial, you know?
Right.
So
I think we need that sign for the studio.
100%.
Just when anybody comes in.
Well, Ali and Alexi, thank you so much for coming. You always have a place here in the Morning Beat. Make sure you check them out tonight. MTV's X on the Beach. We're the Morning Beat. Keep it here on Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
The new Channel Q.
We're trying to get our butts to Vegas at some point. You're going for this great pool party that it's going to be on August 17th, correct?
I love that you're saying me because you're going with me.
Well, I'm going if we can try to broadcast from there on Monday because my party would be Sunday, which means I would go, but I have nothing to do. So I'd want to go and actually stay.
No, we can broadcast it there.
On Monday, but they don't know yet. We know.
No, we know. You guys, we're so excited. We're going to be doing a pool party. I'm hosting a lesbian pool party that Jay will also be attending.
I'm not going because I don't trust them not kicking me out.
They're not going to kick you out. I'm a star.
I'll have to wax like a dolphin then. So they won't clock me. I'll just wear huge, huge sarong.
Why would you say wax like a dolphin?
I want to be as smooth as a dolphin so they don't speculate that I might be male.
What sound does a dolphin make?
I think I actually...
You know it.
I can't do it.
Come on.
Yeah. That's actually good, Michaela Gordon. Who knew you were a secret dolphin? Hey, you know who was wishing for secret dolphins was Diplo, and he was actually flying, speaking of Vegas. You know, he's at residency there.
Yeah.
So he's got this private jet, as many of these mainstream DJs do, because they're flying all over the world, just faster just to do it by jet, I guess. That being said, the DJ who's 40 years old, he documented this frightening experience on Instagram when the window in his jet cracked mid-flight. He was writing on Saturday that he may have to miss a scheduled tour dates in Columbus, Ohio, and Minneapolis. He said, my jet window just cracked open and the pilots are wearing masks. So, not sure I'll make my shows tonight. But they left the Wi-Fi on, so I'm just going to sit back and smoke toad venom. What's that?
Toad venom?
Yeah.
It's
a vape or is it weed?
Weed.
Is it?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, he's smoking something. And vlog. I just bought the coolest vest in Dallas at a thrift store. And I never told you this, but I might be gay. Likely referring to the scene in 2000 film Almost Famous where a character abrupts when the plane is going down during turbulence. He's like, I'm gay! Anyway, Dippler later updated the post caption to let his fans know that he had landed safely. He said, update, we landed and no one died. I still might be gay and I'm definitely not going to die any more jets, he wrote. Last week, the star revealed that he'd covered the entire jet in tie-dye pattern. Anyway, he included two photos from the flight, one that showed the large crack in the window and one where the pilot was wearing what appears to be an oxygen mask and a second which showed him meditating on the back of the plane.
What would you have done?
Let me tell you something. Okay, I'm like, I fly a lot. I don't like turbulence.
I don't like it either.
I really freak out.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to fly, but somewhere in my older age, I've gotten more concerned and more anxious mm-hmm. when the turbulence is bad.
Yeah.
But what also really gets me is when people around me are afraid of the turbulence as well. I remember one time this woman was panicking so hard in front of me. And that's my job. So first of all, step back.
Yeah.
No, she was panicking. And then it made me even more scared.
Right.
And then you just start thinking, like, what happens if it all goes down?
Have you been in a flight situation where you see the fear in the flight attendant's eyes?
That's
the sign of,
oh, God.
I've been in that situation.
No.
Yes. And also, I was sitting in the last row. I didn't even know the plane went that far back past the curtain. But this one time I was flying for a charity, so they didn't fly me my normal first.
Shut up.
Kidding. And sitting in the last, it was like Southwest or something. So it was like seat yourself kind of vibe. I was like, that's fine. I had the whole row to myself. My chair was directly across from the bathroom. A woman got stuck in the bathroom with her pants down around her ankles during turbulence. And she opened the door and she was like, I don't know what to do. And I was like, first of all, close the door. That's step one.
Like
she reached out her hand for me, and I thought she was trying. I thought, in hindsight, I thought the door accordion like opened itself.
Wait, so she had her pants around her ankles?
Yes. So then I just slammed the door shut for her. That seemed like the right thing to do.
Why would she do that?
I thought she basically was trying to alert people. Hey, I'm in here. Come rescue me.
But pull your pants up first.
She got a little wipey wipey before I gonna reach that hand.
Was she as smooth as a dolphin?
I need to hear the sink going to know that you washed your hands.
Oh.
If I'm going down, I'm not going down with cooties.
I'm going down, baby.
Yeah. All right, what's on tomorrow's show?
We have a great show for you guys.
One of the stars of Orange is the New Black, she plays the character Santos, which in this season, if you haven't seen it, definitely catch up. But they deal with the immigrant detention centers that we have at the border, and they kind of partner it with the existing normal storylines, but she plays this woman who no one can kind of communicate with because no one speaks her language. It's not an uncommon story. She does a lot of work with immigrant families, so I want to quiz her about that, but also the tone of what it was like to be on a popular show filming its final season.
And such heavy content like that. I mean,
and you're the newbie and you come in with like all these dramatic scenes.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's really heavy. So that's what we've got. It's our Wednesday show. Well, it's Woke Wednesday, so we'll have Samuel Garrett Pate as well.
Oh my gosh, so much to talk about. I don't know if you got to see this, but like, you know, Trump has been going off, creating the like basically because he's feeling attacked after his little speech where he didn't call gun violence out for what it was.
Yeah.
Obama gave a big public announcement like on his social media, and then Trump was calling him out. So we'll have a lot to talk with Sam about.
That's right. Well, up next, it's Ali and Jarrett with Drop the Subject. As always, thank you guys for listening and have a great rest of your day. Bye.
The Morning Beat with Jay Rodriguez and Michaela Gordon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.